I had a very vivid dream this morning that I have to share with you because I think it's a premonition of things to come. And the dream was that there were gun battles at the ballot counting areas, precincts, buildings in the 2024 election. And I want to be clear and just state this right up front. I'm describing a dream that I had, which is kind of a horrifying dream, and I'm not advocating any particular action, certainly not advocating violence. I'm here to share a warning of things to come. And I think that this dream really, it made a very deep impression, emotionally charged impression. You know, I was horrified by it, realizing that America is breaking down into a civil war scenario and thinking that, gosh, you know, if the events portrayed in this dream come true like this, it means that the civil war begins with the next attempt by the Democrats to rig the election. And my impression is that the American people are done with putting up with election rigging because they know that the 2022 midterms were rigged, the 2020 election was stolen, the 2018 midterms were rigged. And more American people have come to realize that the only way Democrats can retain power is simply by cheating and stealing and rigging and lying and committing massive fraud. And the American people more and more are just done with that. But the thing is, they're not going to stop. The Democrats aren't going to stop until they are stopped in some way, either by, you know, undercover journalism, exposing it like Project Veritas used to be, now James O'Keefe on his own doing OMG, or whistleblowers coming forth, or I guess potentially the horrifying scenario that I saw in my dream, which is actual gunfights in the voting districts, which the way I saw it in my dream was that the people of a state, and I got the impression that it was like Michigan or one of those northern states, maybe Wisconsin, but it seemed like it was Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, something there for whatever reason. That's just the impression I got. But it was like the rural residents of the state saw the vote rigging going on again, just like in 2020. And they just, in my dream, they just marched down there with their rifles and just said, enough is enough. You know, we're going to confront you and arrest you, and we're going to demand honest vote counting instead of vote rigging. And then in the dream, you know, gunfights erupted. And it's not even clear to me in the dream which side law enforcement was on or which agencies or whatever, but I would imagine that the corrupt governors of states where the governors are Democrats, like Michigan, for example, would try to call out, you know, the state guard. But then that local sheriffs and maybe even certain police might be on the side of America, you know, together with the people. But I do see the risk of a situation developing where the tensions are so high and the vote rigging is so blatant and just so in your face. And the tyranny of the regime in power is so outrageous that this kind of actual fight could take place. I mean, conservatives across America are right now realizing that the entire judicial system is completely rigged against them. You have these corrupt Marxist judges that are put in place by, well, Barack Obama in many cases, and then others put in place by Biden, that they don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about even the evidence. You know, this judge recently issued a default judgment against Rudy Giuliani for saying that he failed to produce evidence under subpoena. And it turns out that evidence was found on devices that the FBI confiscated when they raided his residence. So the FBI took the evidence away, making it so that Rudy Giuliani could not produce that evidence because the FBI had it. And then the judge issues a default judgment against him saying, well, you refused to comply with the subpoena. It's a rigged, impossible system. We are really at the point right now, I believe, where, you know, frankly, all conservatives across America should just stand up and say, we no longer recognize the authority of your corrupt, twisted judicial system. Because you don't follow the rules of evidence, you don't follow due process, you don't respect the Constitution, you don't even follow logic or reason. You find every conservative guilty by default, everything's rigged, but every liberal, every Democrat is just let go. Here, go back on the street, continue to carry out more crimes. They're always found innocent, but every conservative is found guilty. This is what the judicial system has become. And these are signs of what happens in a nation historically before revolts or civil wars or breakdowns in civil society. And one of the main reasons that I'm going public with my horrifying dream and this horrifying vision is that I desperately hope that it doesn't come to this. I desperately hope that the American people can realize what's happening and vote the Democrats out of power peacefully. But then I know it brings up the obvious question. Well, they don't respect the votes. They never honor the people's will. They cheat. They rig. They override the people's will in order to stay in power. So the question becomes, how do you vote yourself out of a vote-rigging, authoritarian, tyrannical regime? And I don't know the answer to that. Seemingly, it is by definition impossible to vote your way out of that because they're going to keep rigging all the votes. So I don't know the answer. I do know that I don't want to see violence. I don't want to see bloodshed in America. I don't want to see American blood spilled by other Americans, you know, for all kinds of reasons. But one of them being that it seems to me like the globalists want a civil war in America in order to cause domestic chaos so that then the nations that want to invade and occupy and destroy America can be more successful in doing that. I'm thinking in particular communist China. So we know that communist China is sort of at the ready with a plan to activate thousands of operatives, you know, People's Liberation Army operatives that are in the United States right now on student visas, and sometimes they're corporate CEOs. Sometimes they work with governors or they work with senators, like Senator Dianne Feinstein's office was basically an extension. It was a branch of the CCP in California. So China is just waiting for America to be weak so that China can launch its invasion of America and activate the saboteurs and then bring across troops from the southern border with the Mexican narcos, you know, the drug cartels. You know, with the Chinese Communist People's Liberation Army commanders, and then just wreak havoc across the continental United States. And so it's the weakness, it's the internal weakness that would create the opportunity for a communist regime to actually make gains in that effort to conquer and occupy and destroy the United States of America. The other thing that it would do, which is another reason why I hope that we don't see any kind of violence like that, is that it would give the Biden regime, which is a corrupt, criminal, treasonous regime, the justification to declare nationwide martial law and to try to attempt gun confiscation. And so it's possible that what I saw in my dream, if it is a premonition, it might be that, in fact, it was the FBI dressed up as rural Americans carrying out the shooting as a false flag operation on Election Day in order to give the Biden regime the justification to declare martial law and to attempt gun confiscation. Maybe that's what I saw in my dream. Or maybe what I saw will never happen. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just my own fear, right? That's possible. I don't know. It struck me as particularly vivid. And I don't have very many of these ultra vivid dreams, but when I do, they tend to come true. And a few years ago, I shared with you publicly this dream I had about a vivid, very vivid explosion and fiery event in a courtyard surrounded by buildings where there was like a food cart with a bamboo umbrella or something. Remember that? And then, what was it? Within a week or something, there was exactly that event unfolded. I think, was that in Thailand? There was a terrorist explosion. I think it was in Thailand. And it fit exactly the description. And, you know, that made me realize that sometimes, for whatever reason, I have these vivid dreams, and they, you know, maybe the dreams are emotionally charged because it's a real world event where real innocent people, you know, die and suffer, and there's kind of an emotional broadcast from that. At least that's a theory. But I don't know. You could just say, nah, it's just Adam's just, it's just mind going overtime haywire, just dreaming up all kinds of crazy stuff. Okay, maybe it is. But it's not fiction that America is headed into real conflict. You know, it's not fiction that our government regime is a lawless, treasonous bunch of tyrants and terrorists. That's not fiction. That's truth. You see that every day. It's also not fiction that the Democrats are lawless. I mean, they're pro-censorship. They want to silence everybody with whom they disagree. They rig everything, not just elections, but also court cases. You know, the media is wholly dishonest. The media will not report the truth about Joe Biden and his bribery and kickbacks and the Hunter Biden laptop. And, you know, the deep state is all, they've sold out America. You know, the border's wide open. The DOJ is totally controlled and corrupt. Like, that's all right in your face, regardless of what dreams anybody has. That stuff is real. And these are signs of a nation about to reach a point of implosion of some kind, a tipping point. And when you combine that with the fact that the dollar is about to collapse, the global debt pyramid is on the verge of implosion, you know, it's not hard to see why people like myself and others are very much concerned about where this is all headed. So in the few minutes here that I want to dedicate to this, let me offer some solutions. And just let me reiterate, first of all, I do not advocate anybody picking up arms and carrying out bloodshed or violence. We've got to take our country back, yes, but we've got to do it in a peaceful, lawful way. And we still have the Supreme Court. We still have, you know, what, 24 state governors, and we have AGs that are outstanding in states like Missouri. And maybe Ken Paxton will be back in Texas when he survives his impeachment attempt. But it's time for the states to assert their power. And the AGs of these states need to start issuing arrest warrants for Democrats who are corrupt, treasonous officials. So, you know, if Georgia wants to play this game by indicting Trump, well, guess what? You know, the red state AGs can play the same game too. Just start issuing indictments by the hundreds for Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, you know, Merrick Garland. Just start issuing, start indicting top FBI officials, start indicting ATF. Just issue a flurry of indictments. I mean, if they want to play this game, just go, you know, full force on it. Lawfare can be waged by both sides, and it's time for the Republicans across America to grow a freaking backbone and start showing that they're willing to defend the rights of the American people by exposing the lunacy of this lawfare. That's one thing. Secondly, you listening to this, and I've said this 1,000 times, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but you've got to get out of the blue states. You really got to get out, or at least get out of the blue cities and maybe get to a rural area of a state. But these blue states are lawless. You have no rights as an American citizen, and especially if you're a conservative or a Christian, you have no rights in those blue states. You can be dragged into court and declared guilty completely outside the rule of law, even if the evidence is on your side. The judges are wholly corrupt. They do not apply the rule of law or due process or anything. They will just declare you guilty just by decree because they don't like you. That is happening right now. That just happened to Rudy Giuliani, and it's going to happen to Donald Trump, and it's happened to, you know, all the J6 political prisoners and much more. You've got to get into a jurisdiction where you have a chance at a fair judge or a fair court or a fair jury in case you get dragged into some legal action because of a mean tweet or something, you know? And so even in Texas, you got to stay out of Travis County. And Travis County, which is where Austin, Texas is located, you know, that's one of the ways they got Alex Jones, because he lived in Travis County and his business operated in Travis County. So they had him in the Travis County courts, which are totally, completely corrupt. And they just break all the rules of the legal system. They basically just throw it out the window and they just declare whatever they want. Oh, you're guilty. You got to pay this. You're guilty, guilty, guilty. It doesn't matter what the rules of evidence are. And then they'll subpoena stuff from you. And then when InfoWars turns over the evidence, then the court leaks it to the media. And just routinely. They respect nothing. The courts are part of the criminal cabal. So you've got to get to an area where you might have a chance to defend yourself if you're ever dragged into court. And then also think about how the red states tend to protect Second Amendment rights. If you want to be able to defend yourself against the chaos that's coming because it's being engineered, the lawlessness, the chaos, the zombies, whatever you want to call it, the desperate people fleeing the blue cities as the Mad Max collapse rolls out, you're going to need a Second Amendment right to defend yourself and to defend your property, your family, your life, your person, your home. That is not respected in the blue states or the blue cities. In California, essentially, you have no right to defend yourself according to the, you know, Marxist left-wing lunatic judges. So you better get out of the blue areas and get yourself into a red state, a red county, if you hope to have a chance. And then, you know, get yourself up to speed on, obviously, your self-defense firearms. And right now I'm running, what I'm really enjoying is a Glock 43X using the special 15-round magazines from Shield Arms. And they are a sponsor. I'll plug them. Shieldarms.com. Use discount code RANGER and you'll save, I think it's 10% off of everything on their entire site, by the way. So it's very cool. Lots of opportunities for savings there. And again, the 15-round magazines in this ultra-compact Glock 43X format, which is my new favorite handgun. Because of the magazine. It's like Shield Arms got me to love Glocks again, by the way, because their magazine is so good. That was my only complaint with Glocks before, was their crappy polymer mags that would wear out, and they just... And the original Glock 43 didn't hold any rounds. What was it, like 6+1 or something? Are you kidding me? I might need to fire off more than 6. So at least with the Glock 43X, you got 15 rounds. You're in good shape. And I think that's 15+1 in the barrel, but might be 14+1. I have to pull it out and check the magazine, actually. But 14, 15, whatever, or 15 or 16, whatever it is, it's a lot more than 6. So anyway... Oh, by the way, Shield Arms also sells not just the magazines, but also the Glocks themselves, customized Glocks, and the folding AR-15s. So, just saying, you know, get to an area where the rule of law is respected. Follow those local laws, by the way. You know, get training, get safety training, and be competent in your handling of firearms. And know how to do things with those firearms. Know how to clear jams, know how to rack the slide, know how to swap magazines, know how to clear a stovepipe. Double feed. I actually had a double feed one time during a training class when I was... It was so funny because I was... This was years ago, and I was part of a group that was doing handgun training somewhere in Central Texas, and I was using a new... I think it was a relatively new Glock 17 that I brought. I thought I would run it and get some rounds through it to kind of work it in. And wouldn't you know it, pretty early in the class, I actually had a double feed, which is where the round that you just fired does not extract, but the gun tries to push another round into that round as it's, you know, reloading from the slide, retracting. And it was so interesting that this happened, because I've never seen that happen since, by the way. It was so interesting that the instructor said, "Wait, everybody pause. We've got a double feed over here, and everybody gather around. I want you to see this is a double feed." And it became a showcase for the double feed. And he's like, "All right, now you show me how you clear a double feed." And it was so funny because, like, nobody had ever seen a double feed before. It's so rare. But for whatever reason, I was able to create a double feed, and then we cleared it, and we went on, and everything was fine, and it didn't happen again. But just know how to handle all those things so that you can, obviously, you can deal with it when it happens. And, you know, when I recently nearly severed my trigger finger, which thankfully has almost fully recovered since then, I did a lot of shooting left-handed, which was great. It just gave me a chance to practice all the left-hand or offhand shooting, as it's called, the offhand reloading and dropping magazines with the left hand, which is really tricky with Glocks because, as you know, the mag release is on the left of the stock or the grip, you know? So you're like, well, how do I do this? Which finger do I use? You know, I feel sorry for the lefties out there having gone through that. It's like, man, that's tough. But, you know, practice makes perfect. You get through it, you do it a bunch of times, you know, you get the skills, and that's how you learn. And I, so I practice a lot of offhanded shooting and offhanded reloads and racking the slide with one hand and all kinds of stuff. And now, frankly, my left-handed shooting is pretty darn good. I mean, I feel like I could just carry a firearm on my left and draw it and shoot it probably very, almost as good as I could work it with my right hand. So that's actually a good place to be. I wouldn't recommend, you know, injuring yourself like what happened to me and then forcing yourself to use your left hand. But that's the way, that's what I did with that opportunity. As they say, you know, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Well, guess what? I'm like pro level marksman with my left hand now. So, and now my right hand's working again too. So I can go like full John Wick, like both hands, you know, blambity blam. No, actually shooting with both hands sucks because you can't aim with either one. Like, where am I shooting? Anyway, all right, that's my podcast. Those are my thoughts on the situation. I just want to say, look, let's pray for peace and let's try to achieve peace. Let's use peaceful methods at the ballot box wherever possible to vote these treasonous, lawless criminals out of office. And by doing so, restore our constitutional republic. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com. Take care.